Stem cells are the master cells that have the ability to generate any cell in the body. Scientists say this gives stem cells the potential to cure diseases by being manipulated to become healthy or beneficial tissue. In 2007, two teams of researchers, one in the United States and the other in Japan, announced they'd succeeded in turning skin cells into a kind of stem cell with the ability to transform into different cell types. The breakthrough bypassed the need to use embryonic stem cells. James Thompson of the University of Wisconsin was one of the U.S. researchers who helped manipulate the skin cells. He says the development may help quell a fierce debate over the use of human embryos for research purposes.
I believe that these new results, while they don't eliminate that controversy, it's probably the beginning of the end of that controversy, because I think more and more labs will pursue a reprogramming path to get pluripotent cells rather than deriving them from embryos.
American investigators provided the first evidence that the reprogrammed stem cells can work to cure disease, reversing a red blood cell disorder known as sickle cell disease in mice. Sickle cell is a genetic blood disease mostly affecting children of African and Asian descent. In the devastating disorder, red blood cells do not carry enough oxygen, causing severe pain and destruction of organs. Investigators bred a strain of mice to contain the human sickle cell gene. They then reprogrammed the skin cells from the mice to an embryonic-like state and coaxed them to produce red blood cells. When the mice received the new blood, they began producing normal blood and their symptoms went away. In 2007, three men, Mario Capecchi of the University of Utah, Oliver Smithies of the University of North Carolina, and Martin Evans of Cardiff University of Wales, won the Nobel Prize in Medicine for creating so-called knockout mice, animals that make most genetic research possible.
I would say our research is fundamentally resting upon these discoveries.
Matthew Goldberg is a neurologist at the University of Texas Southwestern in Dallas. He tries to find a cure for Parkinson's disease. His team uses knockout mice to try to identify which genes are responsible for causing the debilitating condition. In knockout mice, Dr. Goldberg says certain genes have been silenced to mimic human disease.
By deleting it, one can analyze what the behavior of the mouse is and what physiological changes occur, and thereby understand what is the normal function of that gene.
In 2007, there were also major developments in global public health. The number of measles cases were slashed in Africa by 91% and 68% worldwide, thanks to an intensive vaccination campaign. The director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, Julie Gerberding, is part of a coalition of organizations called the Measles Initiative.
We're celebrating this incredible progress, but we also have to acknowledge that 242,000 children dying of measles is still too many.
The initiative said it's going to focus on efforts to vaccinate children in South Asia, where most measles cases are now reported. At the end of 2007, researchers report significant progress in the development of a malaria vaccine. 90% of the 1 million children who get malaria worldwide each year live in sub-Saharan Africa. In a trial in Mozambique, the experimental drug reduced the risk of 2,000 youngsters developing severe malaria by almost 60%. Scientists say the vaccine, which is made by GlaxoSmithKline, could be available in 2 years. Jessica Berman, VOA News, Washington.